Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, creating finished basements for family fun, fitness, and entertaining. Ideas at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. I don't know about you, but our next segment has become a personal go-to over the last year. And today's edition of St. Louis on the Air's monthly new music roundup just happens to be its one-year anniversary. So happy birthday to us. As you've come to expect and anticipate, this regular roundup is devoted to recommendations and notes on recent releases by artists who represent a range of genres and are either based in or from St. Louis. Today's guest selector is Muhammad Mastermind Austin, musician and founder of Mastercamp. Mastermind, great to have you back.
Hey, it's a blessing, always. What up, y'all?
And of course, we've got the new music show originator and St. Louis on the Air producer, Maya Norfleet. Maya, what
Hello.
Up?
Hello, yay! 1 year!
And as usual, here's a quick reminder. Everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. So let's get to our first pick for this month. It is by Mad Keys and Kaylin Ellis. It's called Citrus Punch. Let's give it a listen. And that is Citrus Punch by Mad Keys and Kaylin Ellis. Mastermind, tell us about this track or the artists.
Yo, so Mad Keys, St. Louis individual, crazy producer. Like crazy producer. Like what y'all are hearing literally is his mad genius world of like how he just cook up and play his keys. Mm-hmm. Y'all should like get a chance to hop on his Instagram. You can see how he makes these beats.
Oh,
it's just
okay.
So tight.
Yeah.
It's so tight.
And it says it's Citrus Punch, but it could very well be Citrus Chill.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like literally, I was seeing a whole Citrus Punch after like my crib clean. I'm sitting back. I'm sitting on the couch.
Yeah, right.
Things in order. I'm chilling. It's like grown man, grown people music.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know what I'm saying?
So the next track has a very different feel, and this one is one that you chose, Maya.
Yes, this is from an artist that I was introduced to from this year's Tiny Desk contest entries. This song is called Key West of the Midwest by Russo & Co.
Monday morning, I wake up late. I spend my night on Marketplace. $2 raise, some money to waste on a John boat. A little negotiation, talking down in the price. I pick it up tomorrow, I get off at 5. I show up, there's a sticker on the side that says John's boat. Old John was a sailor. He got a title for the motor, got no title for the trailer. We shake hands, he starts grinning, said working all your life ain't no way to make a living in the Key West of the Midwest. Leave my troubles at the bottom of the riverbed. Troubles at the bottom of the riverbed. Oh, 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 yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.
And that was Russo & Co. and their song Key West of the Midwest. This has been stuck in my head basically since I've heard it. I love the storytelling in this, like I'm there. And even when you look up the song, when you go to our playlist on Spotify, you'll see the cover art. It's literally Russo and John, the dude he buys the boat from.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just, I'm there with Russo as he's buying this boat.
In overalls.
In overalls, yes.
Without a shirt on.
Yeah. Crazy tan lines, I'm sure John has.
Our producer, Alex Hoyer, says it gives him Zac Brown Band vibes.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with that band, so this
maybe
Zac
Brown has Russo and Co vibes.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That could very well be the case. There's also a line in the next verse about margaritas,
yeah.
To go
margaritas.
So yeah, that this is also punchy in its own way. Now the next song is one that Mastermind you have chosen.
For sure.
Before we hear it, tell us a little bit about Arion and Excuse Me, Miss.
Yeah, Arion is a hungry, hot fire artist, and when I say like hot fire, like I really mean like his energy and his passion for like bringing his dreams to life, you know what I'm saying, inside of St. Louis. You know, you got to find ways to push that out,
right.
I feel like he do an excellent, amazing job of like putting that in on the track, but still something that's groovy, still something that's bouncy, but like you gonna hear like these yells and screams in something that's bouncy and groovy.
Yeah.
And just knowing and working with that artist, like and knowing their personal life, like you see the stuff that they navigate, and then finding ways to be an alchemist, you know what I'm saying, and then putting it into something that's a vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get a sense of that vibe. This is Excuse Me, Miss by Arion.
Excuse me, miss. Who else you know rapping and singing that do it like this? Too legit. On stage doing my dance, better gonna move to this like. Damn. Excuse me, ma'am. Who gon' tell it like me? Keep it 100 grand. Just understand, they not me, I'm different. I'm getting it on demand like. Excuse me, mamas.
Yeah.
Who you know with this much love? Always kept 100.
Hey,
held down like Jordan wore for like 6 summers.
Hey, come on now.
Who you know still make art and still got hits coming like.
So
got hits coming on the way. Rip, put it on a tape. This one's just a segue. Couldn't let it go to waste. Say she like all of my sad songs, but my rap songs more her taste. Cooking like chef lately. Go ahead and tell me how this tastes. Excuse me, miss.
Who else you know rapping and saying that do it like this?
And that is Arion with Excuse Me, Miss.
Yeah.
Something that there's a name drop there, Jordan Ward.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the song, which we're not going to hear, is You're So Money and You Don't Even Know It. Do you know where that is from?
Oh, don't put me on the spot like this. This makes me nervous.
This
no,
is Swingers. So this is Jon Favreau's debut film as a writer and a director, I think. And he was also in the movie with Vince Vaughn. So it was fun to recognize some of these references in that particular song.
This is why I like doing these segments, because I did not catch that reference whatsoever.
Yeah.
We are listening to the same song right now and hear different things, different elements that attracts us to it.
And speaking of things, Ada, that people may or may not get, references, the next pick is one that you have chosen for us, Maya.
Yes, this is an artist that I just recently got hip to from an Instagram post. This is Morgan Taylor and her song Outside.
I can see you love you, but I really don't. Your heart is on the line, my knees are self-control. I didn't mean to play this game. I'ma hold off for you. You are. Tell me what you wanna know. I've been on a rush. I'ma tell you the truth. Thank you.
And that's Morgan Taylor and her song Outside. And in parentheses, it says period. Because yes. She really does emphasize that, hey, that's that on that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's period T.
With the T.
Yes. Yeah. Which makes it extra.
Period.
I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mastermind, you were saying that's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, I first got hip to Morgan when we had her down at St. Louis City SC to do the national anthem.
Okay.
And when I heard her singing, I was like, yeah, that's a singer. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She's
like,
singing.
And you can hear the skill and you can hear the technique. And it just always makes, when people are singers, like, their journey is always a fascinating one. Because I'm like, were you singing when you was like 2, 3, 4?
Oh, yeah,
like,
right.
The ability to harness that gift is not a, you know. It's not an easy thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I'm, like I said, I only just got hip to her, and I was just scrolling through Instagram, and I think it was Alonzo Townsend mm-hmm. shared one of her newer songs. And I was like, oh, this is literally how I do this whole music discovery thing. I just see what people are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when you share your friends or people that you know, their art and their music, it does actually make it places. And on Spotify, it looked like a lot of her listens come from South Africa.
Oh.
And I'm just like,
that's what's up.
What? I think that's just super cool.
And does that maybe get to what you were talking about, Mastermind, as far as like singer? That, what does that mean?
Man, it's... in order to make music, different levels of skill set can be in different types of places. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be the best singer in the world to make good music. You know what
yep.
I'm saying? When you have a really good singing main vocal, sometimes there's a challenge also just making music.
Mm-hmm.
She did a phenomenal job of like singing,
yeah.
And the music is just like fire. You know what I mean? Like that in itself is a challenge. And I don't know if y'all saw like on her Instagram page, like she's been like singing in public to like get over her fear of singing. And
oh,
so she just like singing in like the Target, just like singing.
Wow.
it's tight and very entertaining for sure.
That's great. Now, the next pick is one that comes from you, Mastermind. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, you introduced this performer to us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear a little bit of Taboo by Farrah.
Speaking of taboo, maybe we shouldn't tell nobody. Speaking of taboo, maybe we keep it to ourselves. God, it feels so good, feeling like you really know somebody. God, I can't explain.
And that is Farrah with Taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Is Farrah still LA-based? She's from St. Louis.
Yeah.
She's
LA-based, but I feel like on this song, you can hear the Midwest
influence.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like just with the intimate guitars and everything. You know what I mean? Just it's so lush. And last time when I was playing Farrah, y'all got the metal version of Farrah.
Yes, we did.
You know what I mean? So it's always tight just to get like the full dynamics of an artist because
mm-hmm.
we're so everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All at
when
once.
I saw her name on your suggestions, I was like, okay. And then I was like, wait, is this the same person that we played a few months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, her range is incredible because we got the metal Farrah and now we have like the acoustic coffee shop kind of like Farrah.
Right, right. And that was again Taboo by Farrah. Metal is our connection to the next song.
Yes.
Maya, set this up for us.
Absolutely. So this next band, again, never heard of them before, but that don't mean a whole lot because I'm hearing a bunch of stuff nowadays. But we got hip to this next band from Kenny, who we just heard from Pfister. After he got done talking about his band, he introduced us to Night Sprites. And this is their song, Knives.
Different to the cries of my enemies. Strike my brother and ignite the fire I breathe. indifferent to the cries of my enemies. Put a peaceful nature where I rage beneath. Swinging chains while I hang flowers on my sheet there. Yeah. Look right into the pit if you desire a vision to see. If you fight for the fight, then you die for the venom. If you fight for the fight, then you die for the venom you see.
That was Knives by Night Sprites.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Kenny was like, gotta listen to them, I went home and listened to their self-titled album. And I had a hard time picking which song I wanted to feature today.
Mm-hmm.
But then I settled on Knives because I just like the... My knives are indifferent to the cries of my enemies. I don't know something about that.
Bars.
Like, yeah. Yeah, get them.
There is something about it. It is just so catchy. And this was the song that Kenny described as yacht punk.
The band, yeah, they say they're yacht punk. And mm-hmm. I didn't know what that meant for real, because I'm like, what does that mean?
Still, yeah.
Put punk on a yacht? That sounds like two different things in my head.
Right?
Does it, like, jumbo shrimp? Like, what are you talking about? but I think I get it now. I also want to drive fast to this.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I love how it's recorded. It's warm.
Oh.
And, like, I love, like, live music recorded things that just sounds warm and grungy. It's just, like... texture, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. Another note from a producer back there is that it gives Bush Beer Tall Boy vibes at Crow's Nest. And Crow's Nest, there's a
yes,
connection
that
to Kenny.
Was, yes, exactly.
So the next song that we have is one that you've chosen, Mastermind.
Oh, yeah.
And this is from a few people that we are quite familiar with, actually. This is Feel Good by KV the Writer, Cairo Kano, and Volume Speaks.
I can't want for nothing, cause my mama say she got me. I had lots of suffering, now I think it's time for prospering. Music doing numbers, feel like I done hit the lottery. Won't see me in public, now I'm up and want my privacy. They trying me, they eyeing me, call me weird to my back. Envious, you oughta be, can't be where I'm at. By how I like people, cause they play both sides, they symmetrical. So I cut ties to the ventricle, bleed your heart out, tryna let me know. You wish you was on team, that's all. I only want my peace right now. The only thing I care about is seeing how this dream turned out. I'll never let them get me out of character or acting out. The only thing I care where I just needed to smoke. There was something on my mind I've been needing to let go. But I had a dreamless night. Tell me write a little more. I just keep her in this line till I get in the studio. This shit feel good, don't it? This shit feel good. This shit feel good, don't it? This shit feel good. This shit feel good, don't it? This shit feel good. This shit feel good, don't it?
Yeah, so many songs that I keep in a folder. Most of them joints about rolling a doja. Roll up a dog and I don't even smoke it. I bend in my hand, need my head on my shoulders. My gat in a holder. My boys getting bolder. The hoes getting colder. The floater went solar. The vision went polar. The picture is clear. If it's me versus me, who the f*** should I fear? Word to the gang, I'm singing.
And that is KV the Writer, Cairo Kano, and Volume Speaks with Feel Good. And we were feeling good in here.
We were feeling good.
So, like the St. Louis accent, you know, character.
Oh,
I love that.
It sounds good when you say it. Yes, we're rubbing off on her. Yeah.
Mastermind, this is a pick from you.
Yeah, I mean, man, this put me on the north side. I need a car show at nighttime, you know what I'm saying? But you ducked off and just sitting on the back of one of an Impala, you know what I'm saying? A rim is about as tall as your nephew, you know what I mean? Like, this just, it really feel good. And I love how KV has such an amazing vocal timbre, and it's just been tight seeing her just grow throughout these years and just like developing to something that's, it's crazier than we've been even thinking. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And Kyra went insane.
Yes. Yeah. And then we hear volume on the saxophone.
Yes, that sax.
That made me feel so good. Just like, wait, volume speaks on here. Oh, the saxophone is out. Yes.
Produced by Indiana Rome.
It produced by Indiana Rome. More St. Louis on St. Louis on St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And multi-talented, because when we talked to Volume Speaks, it was about producing.
Yeah, her beats, her and being a woman producer and doing beat battles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So our last song for this October roundup is a choice that you have made, Maya.
Yes. Again, music discovery is so much fun. It's like most fun I've had at a job in a, ever. And this was a band that I got hip to just looking at flyers at coffee shops, or I think I was actually at a bar. Anywho, this is Inner City Witches and their song Malfunction BC. That was Inner City Witches and their song Malfunction BC. They have a new album out that just came out today. Yeah. It's called The Law Is Not in Heaven. I'm obsessed. That's all I'm gonna do is end up like accidentally fangirling. I fangirled on so many of these artists, but like, when I say like, I didn't expect to find my new favorite band just looking at the bulletin board of a bar.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that often how we come to discovery, is just by looking at what is around us and actually getting outside, as a Morgan life. Would say.
Real life versus real life, you know what I'm saying?
And the, I think our learning about so many of these different genres, these artists, this is, again, the 1 year anniversary of the New Music Roundup. And this is what this thing is here for. So more people to obsess over.
Yes.
more people, and congratulations to y'all. This is a very important initiative, you know what I'm saying? And if anybody listening to it right now, best believe, this is, I feel like this is a prelude of just something very big and very important, and just even more than what is happening in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So just shout out to every single person listening, and stay tuned, because they got plans.
Now you're holding it to us. Okay.
Yeah, we locking in.
Yes.
Well, part of new artist development in St. Louis is something that Mastermind, you've been committed to doing for quite some time now. You have been offering workshops and things for free.
Yeah.
How has that been going?
Man, it's been great. It's been great. How's it been going? The community has been showing up. So every single one has been maxed out to capacity, which has been a beautiful thing.
It is.
And a good reminder for me, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't know, you know, if there wasn't, I'm just curious of how much my interest would be pulling. And I say that just from the amount of time it take and everything. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
And so it feels really good to know that, hey, let alone we know that this is something needed, but people are knocking on the door like, hey, yo, I'm setting reminders. I need to be here.
Yeah, it's very been powerful. Quickly, how many more opportunities are there?
We got three more, you know what I'm saying? We got three more sessions. We got the media training and PR session. We got two other really cool ones. And it's just been tight. A lot of cool special guests popping up, and game, free game.
Great.
For everybody to lock in, get information, lock in, go do the work, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in.
Mohammed Mastermind Austin is a musician and founder of Mastercamp, and Maya Norfleet is the originator of this show's monthly New Music Roundup, which turned one this edition, and a producer for St. Louis on the Air. Maya, Mastermind, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Hey.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.